Saturday morning, it is Ireland's Classic Hits. Trina Mari here, and on the line we've got Dr. Ed O'Flaherty from the Sea Point Clinic. Morning, Ed, how are you?
Good morning, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm hearing a lot of people are neglecting their dental health at the moment. I swear I'm not one of them, if you were to inspect me. What's going on? Is it because of COVID that people aren't going to their dentist?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people didn't realise that, you know, dentistry was considered and is considered an essential service. So literally for the last year, a lot of people have just, you know, avoided going to the dentist, going to the hygienist, and haven't realized that they can do something about it, you know. So we're seeing a lot of issues with that now. People, you know, haven't been seen regularly for gum disease. People getting more decay than they would have had before. And some recent studies have been showing that people are more affected by COVID if they have gum disease. So it's really, really important to get it looked after.
I did think that you could only go to the dentist for something that was really an emergency. So dentists are seeing patients with ordinary kind of complaints, are they?
They are, yeah. I mean, we consider, you know, things like gum disease, you know, they're obviously not good for your teeth, but they're also bad for your overall health. There's a lot of studies that show links between gum disease and heart issues. And they reckon that 40% of heart attacks can be caused by gum problems. You also have, you know, any decay can cause abscesses, can cause infections in the mouth, and those can go on around the body, and that infection can go anywhere in the body. So a lot of strokes are implicated from dentistry as well. So looking after your teeth is really, really important. And not something to put off.
God, I really didn't realise that. What are the signs of gum disease?
The scary thing about gum disease is often there are no signs. You know, often you won't be aware of it. It doesn't cause pain until it's very late in the day. And that's why, you know, the dentist or the hygienist can check for it and see for any signs. You might be aware of some bleeding gums. That might be something that you spot. And it's something that people, you know, often people see a little bit of blood in their spit and they would think, oh, it's only a bit of blood. But if you saw blood coming out of your nails, you would go and do something about it. You know, it's not a good thing to have happen. So if you see any bleeding gums, that's definitely a sign you need to go and see a hygienist to get it checked out very quickly.
Okay. What's happening then in terms of in the dental surgery? Because people are obviously still very nervous with COVID and everything. But I suppose dental surgeries are always highly sanitized places anyway, aren't they? So they're quite safe.
Absolutely. It's something that, you know, for the last probably 30 years since hepatitis B and those came along, dentistry has been very, very aware of infection control. So we've been wearing gloves and masks and, you know, barriers for everything and rubber dams for a very, very long time. So really, there hasn't had to be massive change in how we've treated people since COVID came along. We do have more PPE gear, you know, that's worn around the place and the spacing around the facility. But, you know, fundamentally, it's always been a very clean area. And there's been no reported cases of transmission of COVID that I'm aware of in the world.
And then when it comes to the instruments that you use during your work, well, they're all sterilised between each patient, but are some things more disposable these days?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, most things would be sterilised in a steam autoclave, which is a very, very, you know, it can get rid of prions, it can get rid of anything, basically. So they're very, very effective. And then some instruments would be disposable as well.
And there's a lot of products, I suppose, because so many people are at home now and, you know, with even the hairdressers closed, you know, a lot of people are doing their DIY things at home when it comes to their hair, their nails. Is there anything you can do at home in between your visits to the dentist that would really help out? Like, are there any kind of like plaque removers or anything like that? Or do you stand to damage your own teeth by doing it yourself at home?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, a hygienist would always try and train somebody on what the best possible way is to maintain their gum health. There's lots of little devices that can go in between the teeth. And the most important thing is, yeah, try and clean every single surface of the tooth. A lot of people do the disco brush, which is, you know, the front couple of teeth get a little brush and then they spit out the toothpaste, you know. But obviously you need to brush every tooth and clean every tooth that you want to keep. So that means the back of the molars, you know, the back of wisdom teeth needs to be cleaned, all those surfaces. The problem is we tend to brush the same way every time. And that's why a hygienist will pick up on those areas you've missed out on. You know, we have a little habit of how we brush our teeth because you can't see the back of your mouth like a hygienist can. Can't access it and can't clean it as well. But the more time you spend, the more you try and be methodical about it. And, you know, either using floss or using interdental brushes to clean the space is a very good idea.
What's better then, an electric toothbrush or a manual one?
I mean, both can do a great job, there's no doubt about it. But for most people, an electric one will probably be easier to get the good result.
All right. And then I'm always been told this as well, the flossing is quite important. I think an awful lot of Irish people don't do the like the Americans are mad into their flossing, aren't they? I think us Irish are terrible at it.
Well, the Americans have always been very dentally aware. And, you know, you'll always notice even a waiter will have the best teeth in America. But the Irish are copying on as well. I mean, you know, the standard of dentistry and what people expect has risen massively in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. People want to have more beautiful teeth and a better smile. And, you know, braces in their rite of passage, or, you know, clear aligners is a rite of passage for kind of every teenager now, and many, many adults. So we're seeing a huge change in that, and people really do put a big value on their teeth now when they didn't before.
Teeth whitening, is that damaging to the teeth, or is it okay to get that done?
Yeah, it's okay. Some whitening, what happens with whitening is you have a release of, you know, small little bubbles of oxygen, effectively. And if your teeth are very, you know, if they have, they're very porous, those bubbles can go in towards the nerve and can cause some irritation. That's, you know, almost always a very short-lived phenomenon. So it doesn't have long-term issues, unless you really go crazy whitening all the time, you know, and become a bit of an addict to it. But for the vast majority of people, there's absolutely no issue with teeth whitening.
It's just, I think a lot of people suffer from the sensitivity, don't they? And they go, oh, why did I get that done? They kind of almost regret having it done sometimes. And then other people don't have any sensitivity.
Yeah, I mean, most people would have a little bit, you know, after a certain amount of time. So once the bubbles kind of have reached deep inside the tooth, which usually means the teeth have widened up very well anyway. But whitening can have some benefits too. I mean, to the gums, it actually can often help the gums a little bit. There's some products in America where they actually use it to treat gum disease, because all that oxygen around the gums helps kill off the nasty bacteria in the area. So you do see generally quite healthy gums, you know, in somebody who's been whitening as a byproduct.
Okay. So there you have it. If you have been avoiding going to the dentist during COVID, and it is understandable, a lot of people didn't realise that they could still go to the dentist. Is there quite a long list of people waiting to see their dentist at the moment, do you think?
There's definitely quite a lot of demand, but it's obviously something that we can set people in for, because it is important.
Okay, don't be ignoring your teeth, because these statistics are unbelievable. Signs of gum disease. If you have gum disease, you're 3.5 times more likely to need intensive care if you get COVID, 4.5 times more likely to need a ventilator, and 9 times more likely to die. That is terrifying. Yeah, we never realised how important the teeth are, but it's like with the way people ignore their skin almost, Ed. But your skin is an organ, so you need to be looking after your teeth in that way as well.
Absolutely. It's the window to the body is the teeth, and you know that the junction where the teeth meet the gum is a really, really easy area for bacteria to get in, and keeping it healthy is really, really important for your overall health.
What's your website if we want to have a look at some of your videos there, Ed?
Yeah, so it's www.cpointclinic.ie.
That's great stuff. Thanks so much. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.